Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, September 10th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up around 0.4% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are mixed, with the U.S. 10-year yield up slightly. Eurozone benchmarks are flat after a big fall in yields after Thursday's ECB decision. The dollar is softer versus the euro and sterling, up against the yen. Oil is up. Gold is firmer. Industrial metals mostly higher. Commodity volatility has been a theme this week, with aluminum at a 13-year high following the coup in Guinea. Palladium is at a 12-month low amid demand concerns in the wake of automakers halting production due to chip shortages. Iron ore selling has continued following Chinese efforts to curb steel output. And meanwhile, coking coal is at record highs as China's ban on Australian imports has driven up prices elsewhere. Back to the equity front, European equity markets have opened higher following broad strength in Asia. Sentiment in Asia is said to be buoyed by news of a call between U.S. President Biden and Chinese President Xi. It was reportedly the second call between the two since Biden took office. That being said, details around the call were light, and it was unclear if any headway was made. According to China state media, Xi pinned the blame for tensions on Washington, but also expressed hope the two can work together and increase communications at a working group level. On the Asian news front, there continues to be no signs of a let-up in China's regulatory crackdown, with gaming and education in the crosshairs. Though it should be noted, media in China today refuted reports of a freeze in new game approvals. In Europe, market participants continue to digest yesterday's ECB decision to reduce the pace of bond buying. The macro calendar overnight saw nothing of note come through in Asia. Early attention in Europe was on UK monthly activity, which saw a market slowdown in output. German August CPI came in line with expectations. July industrial production figures saw the UK, Austria, and Italy beat expectations, while France and Spain figures missed. On the US macro calendar today, August PPI. In corporate news overnight, industry sources tell Business Korea that Apple will likely develop the Apple Car on its own and outsource production as talks with producers haven't gone well. On the M&A front, Bloomberg reports Vista Outdoor may buy San Diego-based golf simulator maker Foresight Sports for $500 million in cash. And on the earnings front, Kroger is due to report pre-open. Asian equities ended higher across the region on Friday. For the week, Asia had a split performance, Japan a clear outperformer on hopes Suga's successor would introduce new stimulus. Mainland China markets also stronger despite another week of negative news flow on regulation. Hong Kong markets squeaked out a weekly gain as its market cap heavyweight internet stocks dragged. Korea was a notable underperformer as the BOK reiterated the need to raise rates and the country struggled with a COVID outbreak. Taiwan also slightly down as its chip sector flatlined for the week. Market concerns in the region reflect global themes, revolving around the pace of the economic recovery, headwinds from Delta, central bank moves towards policy normalization, stretched valuations, China's ongoing regulatory crackdown, as well as commodity volatility. European equity markets are higher early in the session. Market participants in Europe continue to digest yesterday's ECB decision to reduce the pace of bond buying. Reaction to the decision was mostly dovish, with a big move lower in Eurozone peripheral yields. Reuters sources said policymakers set a monthly target between 60 billion euro and 70 billion euro, compared with an average of 80 billion euro over the prior two quarters. Although it was noted that the ECB has been buying around 60 billion euros in the last few weeks due to more illiquid summer trading conditions. President Lagarde said yesterday's decision was unanimous and that it would decide on the future of the program in December. She described the decision as a recalibration rather than tapering. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, September 10th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.